welcome to the Godly Woman Podcast. This podcast is aimed at equipping and encouraging women on their journey with God. I'm your host, Monique Lake Phillip, and it's so good to be with you all today. Thank you so much for joining me on yet another episode. And if you are new here, you are in the right place because we have an awesome time over here. This is our little safe space on the internet where we as women could just come together, go into the Word of God, pray together, fellowship with each other, even though it's, you know, virtually, but we just have an awesome time, if I do say so myself. I am so excited that we are finally in season 4 of the podcast. If you're listening to last week's episode, I went on a little rant about that and how excited I am for, you know, this new season. This is our second episode. We're in 2024 and it just feels amazing. I feel like I'm right back home again talking to my besties on the internet. And I really, really enjoy doing this. I love doing this. And I'm going to do an episode actually on purpose and how, because you all know, I am always, something is always like, you know, God is always speaking to me about something. And God was speaking to me about the fact that sometimes our purpose becomes a burden when we look for, you know, affirmations from people. You know, you post something and you only see one like or two like, and so, yeah, God was just talking to me about that because you could feel so discouraged and then you feel as if, like, you don't want to do that thing anymore. So, I am just happy that God was able to speak to me concerning that and nip that right in the bud because, you know, sometimes you feel discouraged when you post and you don't get, like, the response that you want. But at the end of the day, come on, we are all about fulfilling purpose, yeah? Whether we get how much likes we want or not, like, that's not gonna stop us. We're gonna push past all of that. The algorithm isn't going to stop the Word of God from penetrating in the atmosphere. Hello, hallelujah, thank you Jesus, praise the Lord. If you all think I sound like a auntie from church, it's because, like, I'm not gonna call, like, these podcasters, these semi podcasters, these YouTubers name, but I've been looking at some Christian YouTubers. They are literally around my age and they literally sound like some aunties. Like, everything is praise the Lord, hallelujah, which is a good thing, not in a bad way, in a good way. But, like, you know, when you're growing up and you hear, like, you're a teenager and you hear people in church saying hallelujah, praise the Lord, and you think, like, you know, in your mind they are definitely older than you because no one your age speaks like that, and then you become that person and now you're like the auntie in church who says hallelujah, praise the Lord. Anyway, that's just a little rant, guys. Today I'm excited, we're talking about faith. I definitely know that I won't be able to cover everything that I want to cover in this episode, and God has been talking on my heart, like, I need to write a book on this, on faith, because he has been revealing so much. And you all know I'm writing this daily devotional for you guys. I'm on almost on number 70, but anyway, I digress. So I feel like God has been talking on my heart so much to share on faith. So that's what we're going to be doing today, guys. I have some notes in front of me and I'm just going to be going through it. Now, this topic of faith is just so... faith is literally like our foundation as believers, right? Without faith, the Bible said, it is impossible to please God. There are so many scriptures that said, if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can move mountains, right? All of these scriptures talk about faith, and all of these scriptures should be in our hearts daily. I feel as if anytime you're going to do something in alignment with your purpose, anytime you're going to do something that is really great, that is going to be breaking generational curses, that is different, your faith is tested, right? Anytime God is taking you to a higher level, your faith is tested. And I love the Word of God in Ephesians chapter 6 where it speaks about our faith, right? Let me find that scripture for you. It speaks about the shield of faith, right? So we have the helmet of salvation and the shield of faith. And the shield of faith is what is going to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. I'm going to get that scripture. So this is actually the ESV version and says, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. The NIV says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, right? So the shield of faith is what is actually going to protect us. The shield of faith is what is going to It says extinguish all the fiery darts of the evil one. So the fiery darts is going to come, but guess what? The shield of faith is going to destroy that fire, those darts. The shield of faith is what is going to protect us. And I love that so much, because what does the Bible says about faith? The Bible says without, as I said before, without faith it is impossible to please God. But it also said that, it also says in Matthew chapter 17 verse 20, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here today and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Guys, my faith has been tested a lot in 2023. And you know, sometimes when you talk about your faith has been tested, people think that she almost backslide. I don't know why that comes to mind. No, guys, no, right? That I did not almost backslide or any of that. Because that is just the first thing that comes to mind whenever you hear people say the faith is tested. You feel as if, oh, they almost backslide, or they run away from the faith, they strayed from God or anything. But when I say my faith was tested, I mean exactly what the scripture says here. If your faith is small as a mustard seed, you can move mountains and all of that. I mean that God is telling you to do something and you want that particular thing. Okay, let me see that in another way, right? So at the beginning of 2023, I really was praying for something. And then God was like, no, you're not going to get that. I'm going to direct you somewhere else. And faith is actually you believing in the plans of God for your life so much so that you don't even budge when things don't go your way. And even though I wanted it to go my way, I had, my faith was tested and my faith grew out of that situation. So then I could say, okay, God, I really wanted to sing, but I want you and I want to be obedient to you more than I want this particular thing. So I release it, God. How many of us are releasing the grip that we have on things that we want, that we love, that we feel is going to satisfy us, that we feel is going to, that our life is going to end if we don't get that particular thing? How many of us are really willing to release it? Say, God, I want this, but I release it. God, I feel like this is going to make my life better, but I release it. God, I feel like this is going to carry me in the next stage in my career, but I release it. God, I feel like this is the guy that I was meant to marry, but God, I release it in Jesus' name. How many of us are willing to release the thing that we hold so dear to our heart, that we want, that brings us some level of comfort, that brings us some level of joy, even though it is fleeting, even though it is temporary, even though it is a bootleg version of the true love and the true joy of God? How many of us are willing to release it in the name of Jesus? I feel the Holy Spirit in my soul right now. And I really believe I'm going to have to do a part two to this, right? Because fire is burning right now in my soul. It says, right, in Matthew 17, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. Guys, a mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds that we have in the entire world. If you were to go up and Google an image of a mustard seed, mustard seed, it is very small. So imagine, if you just have a little faith, you could say to a huge mountain, move from here today. You're literally commanding your mountain. Think about a situation in your life that is so big, that is so huge, but with little faith, you could literally command things to happen in your life, and it is going to move. It is going to move. Your faith's small, right? It's small like a mustard seed, but guess what? It can move a huge mountain. It says, nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing is going to be impossible for you once you have faith as a believer, right? When you look at the journey of Jesus, guys, Jesus had faith unmovable. But you know what? How many of us are afraid to stand before our mountains, right? We go in there today. We are going there today. We talk about, yeah, we have faith as small as a mustard seed. You can say to this mountain, move. Some of us are afraid to even stand before our mountains. Some of us are terrified of our mountains. Some of us, we peep them our mountains and we scared, we run and we tremble. And no, we have power and authority over every single mountain in our life. That is our promise as children of God. That is our heritage as children of God. This is our heritage as children of God. And with faith, small faith, we can move big things. We can move impossible things. We can move heavy things. We can move giants. We can move strongholds. We can move it in the mighty name of Jesus. But some of us, we're afraid. And the opposite of faith is, guess what? Fear. And God says he did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. But I ain't going there today. I have an episode on fear. One of my very first episodes was actually on faith over fear. Y'all can check that out. That's my most listened to episode, actually. One of the very first episodes I have. But the episode of the opposite of faith is fear. Some of us, we are too scared to stand in front of a mountain, right? I was spending time with the Lord this morning, very different from how I usually spend time with God, right? I usually spend time with God so quiet, so peaceful, just like read a scripture and pray and talk to God. This morning was fire. First of all, I barely could have slept last night. And then on top of that, I just got up with a burning desire to worship and praise God. And I'm playing my music. My son Judah, he's there and he's dancing with me and we're dancing together and we're having a ball worshiping God together. Snatchy nose, tears running down, but guess what? We in the presence of God, and where his presence is, what, guess what? Chains have to break. The bouncer must have to move. Those mountains have to move and chains have to break, right? And then God actually led me to listen to the word of God. I was looking at this YouTuber, Takeda Joseph, right? Love, love, love Takeda. Love her vlogs. Y'all can check her out. And she was talking about listening to the word of God and how it has impacted her life. And I was like, you know what? Sometimes I'm busy and I'm washing wares or I'm doing something. And it's not like, you know, you're too busy to spend time with God. Like, I do actually sit and read the Bible, but it's so convenient, I should say, right? To listen to the word of God. And that shouldn't replace reading the word of God, right? But this particular morning, this morning actually, I decided, you know what, let me play the word of God. And God has been telling me, I was actually thinking, I'm like, you know what, I feel like the Holy Spirit placed in my heart to go over the different war scenes in the Bible, right? So you all know it have in like 1st and 2nd Kings, Chronicles, Joshua, all these books have different stories, biblical events in the Bible where there were war taking place. And sometimes Israel would overcome them. Sometimes Israel would be defeated. But God was telling me to go back to those scriptures, right? Where it had war and see the tactics that they use and the tactics the enemy use and stuff. So I'm playing that. And then I feel God telling me again, play all of the different miracles that has happened in the Bible. So I started off, guys, and I started off when Jesus said, dry bones come alive, right? Powerful scripture. That is another part I need to do some other time. And then I went to the story with Jesus, talking to when Lazarus died and Jesus called forth Lazarus. Such a powerful scripture, and I want to go to that now. So we're reading from the New Living Testament, right? And this is John chapter 11 that we're reading from, right? And let's go down. And it says, Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus told her, your brother will rise again. Yes, Martha said. He will rise when everyone else rises at the last day. But then Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die again. Do you believe this, Martha? And if we read further up, we see God, Jesus constantly telling them, do you believe? Do you believe? And that's where faith comes in. Faith as small as a mustard seed could move mountains. Do you believe? Do you really believe that Lazarus could come alive? Lazarus, who is dead for 4 days. Lazarus, who is now smelling, whose flesh is rotting, right? Do you really believe that he could come alive? And even when it speaks about the dry bones, let me go to that quickly. I know I'm reading through some scriptures today, but bear with me. All right, so reading Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 to 14, right? We want to read the whole 1 to 14, but let's just read from verse 1, and we'll stop. I'll read and see how far we could go with this, right? It says, the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, son of man, can these bones live? I said, sovereign Lord, you alone know. Verse 4. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord said to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling song, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord said, come, breath from the four winds, and breath into these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Can you imagine that? Again, faith. If Ezekiel did not have enough faith in God and faith and believe that, listen, God is telling me this, he is God, I'm going to be obedient. If he did not have faith, he would not have been able to do that. How many of us seeing a valley with dry bones? Dry bones. And I love how they just emphasize that the bones were dry. Right, even though we know bones are dry, well, actually bones could be somewhat wet, but dry bones, right? Meaning that they were dead for some time. This ain't no somebody that just died and it have flesh on it still, or it have some blood on it, or these are dry bones, right? So these bones were here for a while. Think about the fact that, and I don't want to like stray too much from the word of God, but how many of us could really see that a situation we're dealing with for probably years, that God could turn around that situation for our good? If he is the God who could cause these dry bones to come alive, what make you believe that he can cause that dead situation in your life right now to work in your favor? That is the God that we serve. You see, these scriptures, sometimes it's radical, sometimes it's far-fetched, sometimes it's kind of out there. Sometimes you're listening and you're like, that scripture kind of deep, kind of too deep for me. But listen, these are radical times we're living in. These are times right now that it is either you're for God or you are against God. No in between. You have to pick a side. There's a song, Pick a Side, There's a War Going On. That's what Who Boy. Anyway, y'all who listen to this podcast, y'all know I always reference songs and can't remember who is this. Who is this? Anyway, so we need to really understand that this battle that we are in, we need faith. Faith is what is going to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Because faith is you seeing a situation, but you really believing a different outcome. You're believing something different from what you see. Like, everything is pointing towards one direction, but because of your faith, because you believe so much in God, your faith is pointing you to another direction that doesn't even make any sense. Think about the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Think about them in the fiery furnace, right? Just think about situations like that. Think about Daniel in the lion's den and all these different things. And your faith is going to increase. When you see the faith of these prophets, when you see the faith of these mighty men and mighty women of God, your faith is going to increase, right? So our relationship with God and the Holy Spirit should triumph what we see, because what we see isn't always true. I need a tambourine right now. I need to run around this living room. Guys, there is so much deception in the world right now. Spirits of deception operating even in the church. What you see isn't always true, right? What you perceive, and this is something that God, I was pondering on for a while. This is literally point two. I even scratched the surface with what I want to talk about concerning faith. That's why I know this is going to be another episode. God was telling me this for a while. When I was on a break, God kept bringing this up in my mind, right? What we perceive is what we believe. And this comes from what we see. What we perceive is what we believe, right? But here it is. What you perceive isn't always right. You could perceive something and it could be wrong. But listen to this, right? It's an equation. What you perceive is what you're going to believe. And this comes from what you see. Think about Peter walking on water, right? So he's walking on water. All of us should be aware of this story. I'm going to turn to it. So guys, y'all wouldn't even believe this has been on my mind. This Peter walking on water biblical account has been on my mind since I was on this break. This whole what you perceive is what you believe thing. Like, God has been like working on my mind with this, guys. But let's go with it, right? Jesus walks on water. So it says, from verse 22 reading, Matthew chapter 14, verse 22, right? Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. And the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" Guys, this scripture has been on my mind for a while. So here, Peter, you know what I admired about Peter? Peter had enough faith to get out of the boat. How many of us have enough faith to even get out of that boat? You, basically in the middle of a storm, you're seeing all these waves, you're seeing all the winds, and you getting out of that boat, your place of comfort, you in a clean, dry boat, right? You're safe, you're comfortable. But Peter had enough faith to get out of the boat. And he started walking, and he was close enough to Jesus so that Jesus' hand could have like caught him. But guess what? When he took his eyes off of Jesus, he started to sink. This is a reminder that we must keep our eyes on Jesus. This is a reminder that when we start to doubt Jesus, that's when we start to sink. This is a reminder, right, that our faith is going to cause us to do things that seem impossible. This is a reminder that our faith is going to take us places that no man can even comprehend. This is a reminder that our faith is going to cause us to do things that look crazy, that look impossible, that look strange, that look weird, that cause people to call us names, that cause people to judge us, that cause people to isolate us, that cause people to, you know, dismiss us. But guess what? Our faith is what is going to cause us to defeat the devil in this end time. Doing things that are radical, doing things that are different, doing things that are out of the box. Yes, it may look like a storm is brewing around us. Yes, it may look like we are in a war. But guess what? We are keeping our eyes on Jesus. We are walking. We are moving. We are obeying God. And we are doing things that are impossible by people, right? Things that people see impossible to do, we are doing it just by faith. Listen, this year 2024, we walk by faith and not by sight. You know why? Because some things aren't seen yet, but it is there. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Y'all caught that? Some things you can't see it enough. You cannot see it with your physical eyes, but you need to remember we also live in a spiritual world. This world is physical, but we have a spiritual world as well. That's why the Bible says you walk by faith and not by sight, because your eyes will deceive you. Your eyes are going to tell you cannot do this. Your eyes are going to tell you, but nobody did it before. Your eyes are going to tell you, but look at them laughing at you. Your eyes are going to tell you, but we are in a recession. Your eyes are going to tell you, that doesn't make sense. You don't have money for that. Your eyes are going to tell you, look at what everybody doing around. You see anybody doing that thing that you want to do? Your eyes are going to tell you those things, but just because your eyes tell you that story doesn't mean it is true. because there's a spiritual realm where God is forming things, where God is placing things, where God is orchestrating everything for your good. I am reminded of Daniel when he was praying and fasting, and then he didn't get what he was praying and fasting for. Then the angel came and said, I'm going to find that scripture again. Y'all, I'm on a roll. We're not playing in 2024, you know. We are not. So I'm going to find that scripture. All right, so it's Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. And it says, he told me, so this is the angel, right? Daniel was praying, he was fasting for a while, and he didn't get what he was praying for, right? Because he was waiting a while for it. This is the angel. He told me, don't be afraid, Daniel. God has heard everything that you said ever since the first day you decided to humble yourself in front of your God, so that you could not learn to understand things. So imagine the very first day that Daniel started to pray before God, God heard his prayer. God heard everything that he said, right? Hear what it says again. I have come in response to your prayer. The commander of the Persian kingdom opposed me for 21 days. So from the first day God heard his prayer, the angel was on his way, but they were wrestling back and forth for 21 days. You see what I said? Just because you don't see it yet doesn't mean it is not there. Do not give up. Do not give up. Some of us, we give up too easy. We give up too easy. We start praying for one day, we don't see results, we give up. We start that business one day, we don't, or 1 month, 1 year, we don't see results, we give up. We get married, first year, 2 years, things probably a little challenging, you give up. Stop giving up. You don't know what God has in place for you. You don't know what God is sending for you. Just because you cannot see it doesn't mean it is not there. Remember, the spiritual realm is real, more real than the physical realm. So we need to persevere. We need to press. That's why we need faith. Because faith is what is going to keep us when things seem as if it is impossible, when things seem like dry bones. We need to have enough faith to use the word of God to say, dry bones, I command you to come alive. We need to have enough faith to say to these mountains, move from here to there. With faith, nothing shall be impossible. And I've only scratched the surface of what I wrote down concerning faith. But I told you guys in the first episode, faith is the word for this year that I have given for those who listen to this podcast. It's up to you to receive it or not. You could have your different word. I know people are different when it comes to word for the year and stuff like that. I am a person, God speaks to me, especially at the start of a new year. And this was the word that he told me, faith for this year. And I am believing God that we as believers, we as women of God, we can do amazing things. We can do things that seem crazy to this world once we have faith. Trust and believe, my sisters. God didn't just put this in my mind and my spirit by chance. He wants to use us. He wants to use us, right? But we must have faith. Stop doubting. Oh, ye of little faith. That's what Jesus said, right? Why did you doubt? Peter was walking on water. But his mind, like, imagine, that's what I say, you see your eyes could really deceive you. Because his eyes was telling him a story. This is a storm you're in, Peter. The wind is blowing strong, Peter. No one does these things, Peter. Who are you, Peter? This does not make sense. Who you know does walk on water, Peter? You in a storm walking on water. This is an impossibility, Peter. This is madness, Peter. When his eyes start to see, when he moved his eyes from Jesus, who was telling him he could do it, to looking at the storm, which was telling him a different story, telling him the story that you're doing something that mad people does do. You're doing something that don't make no sense. You're doing something that is impossible. Guess what? He started to sink. How many of us doubt the purpose of God for our lives because we're listening to all the voices around us? How many of us doubt the purpose that God has for our life because we're seeing things around us? We're seeing people getting applauded. We're seeing people getting celebrated for things done in the world and things done to please the devil more than we are being celebrated when we do things to please God. and you get discouraged. And I'm gonna do another episode on that. All right, guys, this season is going to be fire. And I don't like to, what do you say, like, I'm one of those persons that don't really like, and this is something I'm working on, don't like to talking that way because it seems like you're boasting, but I'm boasting in my Lord. Like, God has placed some awesome things in my spirit to share with you guys. And I know it's half an hour for this podcast because this is the time that, you know, I am able to spend with you guys. And maybe in the future it would increase, but I am committed to, in this half an hour, to share as much as I possibly can with you all. This episode on faith, I am going to continue it. I don't know if it's going to be a two-part series, back-to-back, probably not, but we shall see. But I pray that something that I spoke about today impacted you in some way, that you share this podcast so it could be a blessing to others, and pray for me as I continue to pray for you guys. Please keep your faith. Your faith is what is going to keep you when the storms are raging, when the mountains are big, when they're dry, when the bones are dry, when, you know, there are dead things in your life. Faith is what is going to cause you to get that boldness, that radical spirit that you need to have. We are soldiers in the army of God. We are not backing down. We speak things and it comes to pass. People talk about these affirmations and all these things. Like, listen, we have power as children of God. They steal these things from the word of God and twist it in some demonic way to suit themselves, and, you know, but we have the truth. We have the truth. Let us continue to share it. Let us continue to shine. Peace, grace, and love, my sisters. I love you guys so much. And I'll see you all in our next episode. Let's walk by faith, not by sight.